Vrbo last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Clarity First, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom designed to help you cut through the noise and achieve laser focus. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to guide you through this crazy journey called life, one mindful step at a time. Now, today we're diving into something super important, creating healthy boundaries for emotional balance. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting much back? You know that feeling when you walk away from a conversation drained, or your to-do list feels longer than the Great Wall of China? That, my friends, is often a sign that we need to draw some healthy boundaries. Think of boundaries like fences around your emotional well-being. They protect you from negativity, help you conserve energy, and allow you to show up as your best self in all areas of life. So, what are these magic boundaries exactly? Well, they're essentially the lines you draw to define what you're comfortable with, what you will and won't tolerate in terms of time, energy, thoughts, and actions from others. It's about saying yes to what truly matters and no to things that drain your spirit. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you create a boundary fortress worthy of Stoic praise. 1. Know your values. Stoicism emphasizes living in accordance with virtue. So, start by identifying your core values: honesty, kindness, integrity, growth, whatever resonates with your soul. Boundaries should align with these values, ensuring your actions and interactions reflect what's truly important to you. Think of it like building a house. You need a solid foundation first. 2. Recognize your limits. We're not superheroes, folks. We have finite time, energy, and emotional bandwidth. Recognizing your limits is crucial. Learn to say no gracefully when you're feeling stretched too thin. Remember, saying no to one thing often opens the door to saying yes to something more fulfilling. 3. Communicate clearly. This can be the trickiest part, but clear communication is key to setting healthy boundaries. Be direct and honest about your needs and expectations. Don't be afraid to use those statements to express yourself. I feel overwhelmed when I take on too many commitments, or I need some time alone to recharge. 4. Practice consistency. Setting boundaries isn't a one-time thing, it's an ongoing practice. You might have to remind people gently, reiterate your needs, and even adjust boundaries over time. Remember, consistency is key. It shows others you're serious about taking care of yourself. 5. Prioritize self-care. Boundaries are essential for self-care. When you protect your energy and emotions, you create space for activities that nourish your soul, spending time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, engaging in mindful practices. Think of it like this. You can't pour from an empty cup. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant marketing manager who constantly finds herself saying yes to every project and request, even when her plate is already overflowing. She feels stressed, overwhelmed, and constantly on edge. She starts to neglect her hobbies, skips workouts, and struggles to connect with friends and family. This sounds familiar, right? Sounding like a broken record, Sarah says yes out of fear of disappointing others, even when she knows it's hurting her. But one day, she realizes she deserves more than just surviving. She wants to truly thrive. She starts by setting small boundaries. Declining extra projects, saying no to unnecessary meetings, and scheduling dedicated time for self-care. Slowly but surely, Sarah claims her energy, finds joy in the little things, and rediscovers her passion for life. This is a powerful reminder that healthy boundaries aren't selfish. They are essential for our well-being. So remember, folks, setting boundaries isn't about being rigid or controlling. It's about creating space for your own growth, happiness, and fulfillment. It's about honoring your needs and values while fostering authentic connections with others. Think of it as a superpower. The ability to protect your emotional well-being is a gift. Now, go out there, set those boundaries, and reclaim your power. And don't forget to share your own boundary experiences and triumphs in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and encouragement. Until next time, stay focused, stay true to yourself, and remember clarity first.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.